Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Okay, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes, I believe. Yeah, tonight's Thursday, so we've got the show for 1 hour tonight. We've got some great things coming up for you all in the very near future. We will be here tomorrow for Christmas Day. Yes, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock to 8:30. And I want to say to all of my listening audience around the world who celebrate Christmas, I want to say Merry Christmas to you, happy holidays, whatever your preference is, happy Kwanzaa, all of the good stuff, Feliz Navidad, all of the good stuff. I want to wish you all the very best of that. I believe it's already, to me, the morning and the evening makes a new day. So as the sunset, today is actually in spiritual language, it's actually a new day because the sun has died and the days are based on the sun. And so it's now into the next day because the sun has already fallen to sleep as we are set, as we know it to be in certain countries. And yet it's rising in other countries. I remember when I used to travel to Europe, to London, and I would take a 3:15 flight out of Miami, and I won't forget this. And it was the time, I can't remember the time of the year, but it was I don't know if it was daylight saving time or what it was, but the sun would start to almost get to the point where it's about to set. And the flight was usually 9 hours, close to 9 hours and something to London. And by the time, you fall asleep, okay? You fall asleep. But by the time I get into London, let me see, it was a 3:15 flight. So that 3:15 flight, 9 hours, it put me in about 12 something, almost 1 o'clock our time. And when I got to London, the sun was rising. The sun was rising. And it was already close to 5 hours different, so it was almost 6 o'clock over there. And it was just so amazing to see the sun going down over here, only to see it waking up with me over there before I even got off the plane. All right, listen, we've got a great show planned for you tonight. I'm excited. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, all the good stuff to all of you all, Feliz Navidad. And I don't want to spend too much time talking because we've got the show goes so fast. And I want to go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Cross, in just a moment. But I want to say the heart of Christmas, things are going well. We're going to delay slightly in our giving because we were anticipating that one of the radio stations would be back in touch with us so that we could collaborate with them. And unfortunately, that did not work out. So we are still going to do what we need to do. We'll just find another way to do it. So you all can be assured that whatever contribution you're making through the subscriptions, we thank you for it. We've got a great number of things that we're going to be doing in the very near future. So continue to subscribe. It's only $2.50 a week, which is $10 for the month, a minimum of 3 months. Then, if you pay for the whole year in advance, it's only $110. You get 1 month free, and it's going to a percentage of what you contribute goes to a worthy cause. So you don't want to miss out on that. Ms. Cross, let's bring you in. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever your preference is. It's always good to have you on the air tonight, and I hope you're ready for me because I'm ready for you.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Yes, yes, happy holidays, everyone. It's an amazing time of the year. You know, we had a rough year, so we're definitely, you know, wanting, when it's a time to celebrate, I think definitely we should celebrate. So whatever your preference is, happy holidays.
All right, all right. Ms. Cross, go ahead and give us your commercial. Tell them who you are and what you're about, how to contact you, and all that good stuff.
Okay. So, guys, my name is Camila Cross. I am a licensed clinical social worker. I'm also a certified anger management specialist, so I do offer services for people who might have, you know, some concerns with their anger or conflict resolution. Definitely you can give me, I'll give you guys my contact information. I'm also offering therapeutic services if you're suffering from depression or anxiety. You know, I do assist with, you know, specialty in trauma. So you can definitely reach out to me. I am at 954-825-8500. You can definitely email me if you feel more comfortable doing that. My email address is yourworthllc@gmail.com. I do have, you know, it's a new year, so I'm kind of getting my schedule together, so I do have some openings if anyone is really interested in obtaining services.
All right. Excellent, excellent. It's so great to have you tonight. Let me go ahead and welcome our other co-host, and we're going to go ahead and we, you know, it's an amazing program. It's an amazing show, and I'm just so delighted to be here with everybody that we have. And let's go ahead and bring in at this time Lady C, all the way from North Florida. Lady C, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thank you so much. I am so happy to be here tonight, you know, with the COVID-19 happening, and to know that we're all still here, healthy, you know, and everything, you know, it is a blessing by itself. So, like I said, I'm happy to be here, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Awesome, 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 awesome. Let's go ahead and bring in Data Diva. Data Diva, are you there?
I am here. Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
And I guess I'd have to say happy Merry Christmas Eve or happy holidays. You're
okay.
Causing me to remember my previous show, Dr. Walker, where we said, do you say happy holidays or do you say Merry Christmas? So
whatever your choice is, whatever your preference. Yeah, there's
right,
never
right.
any preference. All right, tonight we're talking about, we're going to talk about, and before I go to tonight's story, tonight's topic is how to keep the Christmas spirit throughout the year, how to keep the spirit of Christmas throughout the year. First and foremost, let me begin by, just before we go on, let me bring in Ms. Monica. Ms. Monica, hello, and welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good night, everyone. Sweet agreement with you, Dr. Walker, that this is an amazing show indeed. I'm here listening to everybody, and I forgot to press one, but I'm so glad the spirit is working tonight, and I, too, want to join with everyone and say happy holiday, Merry Christmas.
All right. Awesome. We're so glad that you're here with us tonight. If you want to be able to speak to tonight's topic, press 1. You want to wish somebody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, Happy Kwanzaa, you can do that as well on tonight's program. Tonight will go real fast, so we're going to ask all of you to confine your comments to 15 seconds or less. We're on a strict timer tonight because we have to – I'm going to try to get back to as many people as I can. I'm going to try to also get to as many comments as I can. Ms. Cross, let me begin with you. When we talk about keeping the spirit of Christmas throughout the year, first of all, tell me, in your opinion, briefly, what is the spirit of Christmas? What do we mean when we say the spirit of Christmas?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is just love and unity and the spirit of giving. You know, that's everything that comes to my mind. You know, at least that's my fond memories of the holidays. Give a little disclosure. It was funny. I was wrapping all these gifts, and my daughter's like, "Mommy, are you getting gifts this year?" And I'm like, "I hope, but if I don't, it's about you guys, because I love buying gifts for the kids." So every now and again, as an adult, you kind of get stuff more sporadic than versus when you were younger, right? So but I had to tell her, like, I think she learned a little something, that it's not about what I get, but it's more about what I'm giving. At least that's how I feel. That's how I relate to holidays.
Okay, all right. Let's bring in, we're going to go to the phone lines as quickly as we can. But before I do, let me go right now to Lady C and ask you, Spirit of Christmas, what does that mean to you, Spirit of Christmas? And, you know, you're talking about having somebody keep that same spirit all year long, you know, on December 26th, 27th, and all through January, February, March, et cetera.
Well, to me, I think keeping, you know, positive thoughts, giving, you know, making sure you touch someone, you know, making sure your spirit touch someone in a positive way, because there's always a lot of people out there that's down and depressed during this season due to certain reasons. And with your high, happy spirit coming towards them, speaking, you know, positive things into their life, it actually keeps the good, the Christmas spirit going throughout the
All right.
season, not just on Christmas Day.
Awesome. It's a time of sharing, giving, loving. And, you know, we need to have that all the time. Data Diva, don't we need to have that all the time and not just Christmas as their thing?
We absolutely do. But it does help that we have a season that helps us to remember to focus on these things. Taking me back to another show again.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're happy to hear that. Ms. Monica, let me bring you in and ask you that same question. I mean, I would think that the world would be a much better place if we kept that spirit of Christmas all year long, all around the world, you know, even those people that don't believe in it. But we just keep that spirit of Christmas, keep some kind of positive, uplifting spirit as it's been presented tonight. What are your thoughts on that briefly? That was for Ms. Monica. Okay, let me move right along because let me read the story tonight. Let me go to the story. Tonight's characters, today is December 24th, so they got the right screen up for me. How to keep the spirit of Christmas throughout the year. Leslie and Mark with a C, M-A-R-C, Leslie and Mark. Since their marriage of nearly 5 years ago, Leslie and Mark have always made a conscious decision to maintain the spirit of Christmas throughout the year and not just during the Christmas season. If you had an opportunity to meet them, they would not hesitate to tell you how difficult that had been trying to keep an uplifting spirit all the time. If you should ask their family or friends, they would also tell you that the road has been challenging for them to keep it up. Anyone who has been married for any length of time, first and foremost, would likely tell you how challenging that journey can be in trying to make an exception to go over and beyond to maintain a happy and healthy spirit all year long, and how it may be virtually impossible. Well, that is until you actually discover the things that Leslie and Mark, the things that they do to ensure their strategy remains on point. Now, together, they have systematically come up with something that most people could benefit from if they choose to implement. Now, here are some of the things they did to maintain their spirit throughout the year for the past 5 years of their marriage. Number one, they made a decision and commitment to practice being joyful on a daily basis, no matter what challenges they may face. The thing about being joyful is if you've got joy, I'm going to bring this in. I think it's important. If you've got joy, then joy covers a whole multitude of things. It can cover love, peace, happiness, tranquility, long-suffering. It's like the fruit of the Spirit. I mean, it just brings in so many things. You see, and if it covers even happiness. And if someone does something to you that affects your emotions, then, you know, when you've got joy, as long as somebody can't steal your joy, you're intact. And I believe that joy is your balance between the relationship with you and the Creator. I call him Father. I call him God. All right, well, that is until you actually discover these things. Number two, They begin their day with their spiritual food and studying their Bible together as a couple. Now, we know that the Bible tells us that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that's the word of God. All right, so number three, they agreed to find something to compliment the other about by leaving small notes to find, you know, notes of praise and encouragement around the house, as well as verbal compliments. So when you get caught up into these things, you find that people will be looking for, okay, what note does she leave me today? What note does, you know. And number four, they took the time to have positive and effective communications throughout each day. This is powerful. Number five, they find a reason to be grateful for each awakening morning. They realize that some people don't even wake up. You know, number six, they give back to undeserved communities. I've been practicing that word for a while. On a weekly basis through collaborations with other organizations. Number seven, they set aside an annual budget to help family and friends who may be in need throughout the year so that family and friends don't break you every month. You should have a budget. And that's a very important thing. Number eight, we have 8, 9, and 10. They surround themselves with only positive-minded people. We all know how important that is. Number nine, they see the glass half full in everything they do as opposed to half empty. So these people don't entertain negativity. And finally, number 10, just as they start their day spiritually, they end their day spiritually. Now, this is how they keep the spirit of Christmas, maintaining their joyous spirit on a daily basis throughout the year. The question is that I started out with tonight, Ms. Cross, could this be a reality for others? Could this be your reality or other people's reality?
Well, I think that is amazing, you know, because they're very intentional in what they're doing. And the thing is, if you're very intentional and you have two people that are like-minded who have come together to make this decision, it can definitely be a reality. You know, I love the fact that they start their day, end their day with God, just making sure that everything comes full circle. Because if you start to do these intentional things, it will change and mold you, right? Because everything starts in the mind. So if you start connecting
right.
your mind and your heart to become one, and then you have somebody, you have a partner there that's going to hold you accountable, and y'all going to work together to make things look like that, it is definitely a reality. I pray to God that I find somebody like Bruce or whatever the guy's name. To find that amazing unity, that's a blessing to have that.
Uh-huh. That's Mark, yeah, Leslie and Mark. Uh-huh. All right, awesome. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to 706-340. If you want to also speak to tonight's topic or give a relate to tonight's story, press 1 on your dial. Let's go to 706-340, and who do we have? And welcome.
This is Audrey Shepherd.
Audrey
your
Shepherd,
neighbor.
Thank you for joining us, Audrey Shepherd. It's nice to have you with us. What are your thoughts on keeping the spirit of Christmas throughout the year?
Well, I think we all can keep the spirit of Christmas throughout the year if we think about what Christmas means. It's about Christ and his birth, because had Christ not been born to save us from our sins, then we would not have a joyous Christmas. And I wake up every morning and I thank Christ for saving me from sin. And when I meditate each day, I praise him. I thank him for joy, peace, love, and happiness. And each night I go out and look at the stars and the moon and so forth. There's so much on this earth that we can be thankful for. And many people just go by and pay it no attention. But when you think about Christ, you can see the beauty. You can go forth each and every day with a smile on your face and helping others. And the reason for the season for me is praising Christ.
All right, Audrey, we thank you so very much for your contribution. So if I'm hearing you correctly, Audrey, are you one of those people like in tonight's story with Leslie and Mark that can actually keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart and your attitude all year long? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And even though, people will come with their attitudes and so forth. Within each person, we must see something positive. And this gives us the opportunity to help them. You know, many times people will throw rocks at you and expect you to throw a rock back. But when you go to them with love, then they will many times will change their attitude and they will feel better.
Awesome.
You know,
awesome.
It's just
wow.
like you. It's like what you did this evening. You went around in your new neighborhood and you gave a gift to us. That shows love because we really didn't know anything about you, but you came around to let people know that you love them and you're happy. And that to me is another reason for the season.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Audra's let the cat out of the bag. Audra's my new neighbor. I'm up here in Port St. Lucie now, and a very dear neighbor, and I certainly appreciate her because I travel so much. She even takes my packages for me. She notified me, and I'm so grateful to have a neighbor like that. And she's right. I give out some gifts to the neighbors because I think I live in a very good community, and I've only been here a couple of weeks. And thank you, Audra, for being my neighbor, and thank you for sharing that this evening. Let me go to Lady C. Lady C, let me bring you in here. And I'm hearing Audrey say this tonight. And let me ask you, Lady C, it's very difficult for me to keep the spirit of Christmas all year long. I mean, I'm just going to be honest and put it out there. Because, you know, I go back to, you know, you all hear me talk about when I'm driving out there. And you know what? I haven't used the word idiot this week either. I haven't. And maybe it's because I've changed. I'm serious. Maybe because I've changed towns. I'm coming from South Florida, and now I'm Northern Florida, and it's a lot more laid back, and I've been doing a lot more walking, for one thing, too, than driving, but I haven't used the word idiot. Now that makes 2 weeks. God help me, Holy Ghost, that I don't have to use the word idiot because the devil's in me. So, Lady C, let me bring you in. Can you keep the spirit of Christmas all year long? Come on, be honest with me, Lady C.
Yes. I agree with RG 100% on her saying, you know, praising Christ and remembering why Christ was born, turning the other cheek. I got to admit, yes, I agree with her only because, you know, at my job, I deal with the public every day, different personalities, some nice and some people are very mean. And I had one customer that I can remember out of all the other ones that were mean to me, walk into my office and say, you know, was just mean to me the whole time. And because I kept it calm and I got through her transaction, at the end, this lady turns around and tell me, I came in here purposely to test you and make you upset. Because when she, at her state, when she walked into the organization that I work for, they give her attitude. So she was giving me attitude on purpose to get me riled. But the problem is I didn't react. And by me not reacting, she was like, she told me to keep the spirit I have. So, yes, I'm with RG. It's RG. RG hit the nail on the head on that one.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Oh, my goodness. See, you know what? The reason why I have these shows, because it becomes a, it becomes a learning experience for me because it's helping me. Ms. Monica, let me bring you in. Then we got to go to the phone lines again, South Florida 305-733. But, Ms. Monica, if you're there, I mean, does the show do anything for you? Am I the only one that's getting blessed from listening to this stuff?
Dr. Walker, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Monica. Yes, you. Do you have that spirit of Christmas in you?
I'm so glad you asked me that question. I am so glad you have asked me the right question because this is an inspiration to me, and I'm not just saying it because I have a mouth. I mean it from the bottom of my heart, and I made my plans for the week to fit in this hour because it's an inspirational hour that takes me throughout my week. And I'm also sharing with my friends that they too can come and be blessed and learn things that you really don't get a chance to learn. You know, as we talk with each other, everyone brings in such valid and and on time and important comments, I'm telling you, I'm being blessed. I am truly being blessed from this program.
Awesome. Okay, Ms. Cross, let me bring you back in for a moment and ask you this question. I mean, here it is. I'm looking at the possibility. I can't keep that spirit up all year long. No matter how much I try. As a matter of fact, my youngest daughter, she lives in Alabama. She has that spirit all year long. She's a good combination of her mother and I, and she just she can, you know, if it's Christmas, if it's as long as she's awake. She can, you know, anytime she calls me, it's, hey, Dad, how are you, Dad? It's like, you know, she's
Mom.
At her top and so energetic and energized. And I'm kind of like that, but it's like life happens. I mean, talk to me, Ms. Cross. You have it, Ms. Cross?
Dr. Walker, I'm a work in progress.
I'm not alone. Thank you, Ms. Cross.
You're not alone because, you know, I try my best. I do try. I have to try to catch myself, but I have teenagers, so it's a little bit different. My walk is a little different.
Okay.
You know, they're trying to find themselves, and I'm trying to find my sanity sometimes.
Okay. I get that. I fully get that. Data Diva, let me go to you. Let's switch over here to you. I mean, do you have it going on, Data Diva, or, you know, or is it just me and Ms. Cross who's standing in the need of prayer? What is it?
Well, I'm listening to everyone and how upbeat they are and how they can keep that spirit all year long. I'm going to have to be in a group that needs some help. I can definitely touch on that spirit all year long, but just keeping it all the time, especially with the traffic and having young adults in my house, emerging adults, actually, it can get really challenging. I have to
say,
it can get really challenging.
We're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Of course, if you want to speak to the issue of tonight's topic, press 1 on your dial. We'll be happy to entertain you. We'll try to get to you if possible. If you, once you press 1, you'll go into a queue. It'll give us a signal that you're in line to that you want to say a word or two. All right, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you all out there as well. We'll try to get as many people as we possibly can tonight. Let's take some of the comments that are coming into the studio. And Ms. Cross, let's start with you by giving you this first comment. This caller, this writer, this male writes in. He says, I personally don't think it's possible to always have that Christmas spirit throughout the year because life happens, just as you said, Dr. Walker. What I mean by that is people and things will get on your nerves. So what are you to do about that? Ms. Cross, I know they get on my nerves. And, I mean, it's like I try to turn, like Audrey, I try to turn that other cheek. Like Lady C, I'm like, that. If that had been me on the job, I cannot promise you all that I would not have riled back at that person. You understand what I'm saying? It's just like, God, help me. You know? Come on, Ms.
Dr.
Walker.
Dr. Walker,
yeah.
May I say something? You know, when
Ms. Cross,
bad
stand by.
Situations come, when bad situations come, and they will come into our lives, what I try to do is take a deep breath and think to myself, now what would Jesus do? And many times when I stop and I think like that, then I calm down, and then I can move forward. And I think
okay.
if many of us would just stop and think, in this situation, what would Jesus do? You know, like
wow.
The lady that just mentioned that when the lady came into her office, she remained calm. And this, you know, was startling to the other lady because she didn't get to get her upset. So I feel what she did, she probably thought to herself, now, what's the right way? How should I handle this? Rather than flying off the handle.
Right. Well, Audrey, we thank you for that. And, you know, we would definitely do well to have you on one of my Friday night shows, especially one where we had, do we often or ever need reminders to be Christ-like? Because I need a reminder. I think that even, God help me, Holy Ghost, because if I had the Bible in my hand and somebody getting on my case, I don't see how I can't get on their case. So, you know, I don't think about it. Maybe I should. What would Jesus do? You know, but Ms. Cross, let me bring you in. Ms. Cross, what do you do when those teenagers are trying you? And I had four of them. And it was like, oh, no, nope, this ain't happening today in my house. In fact, my house is not even their house. You understand? The food they eat is my food. Ms. Cross, talk to me. Come on.
Yes, sir. I really do think I'm getting better, but that's because I decided to be intentional. I went on this, you know, a little journey. I said, okay, Lord, you're going to work with me because I know that what the approach I'm taking is not really working. So I said, when they come, and I know, you know, sometimes it's very, they do things intentional to get a reaction, and I've learned sometimes not to answer right away. I don't answer right away. So what you're saying? So what do you need me to do? And even when they go on their little journey and a little mission on trying to take me where they want me to go, I bring it back. Okay, so what was this really about? So in a sense, it's like, because I'm like, it can't be, it has to be a better way.
Right.
I'm going to be honest, it's pretty much been the last few months. I was like, you know what? I need to be more intentional. I'm here, I'm doing therapy. I'm telling people count to 10, take a pause. I need to start thinking my own advice.
Right.
You know what? Someone told me that. Count to 10. You know what?
It works, though, because what happens you are calming your body down and distracting your mind from the madness that they just said to you. So you're like, okay, let me just pause first and pray. Somebody say, Lord, help me.
I say, now I'm saying that all the time now. Help me, Holy Ghost, because the fact of the matter is, and that's helping me because I'm not calling these drivers idiots anymore. And I guess in this town, because being here, it's a lot more laid back. It's easier. And it's like, wow. So why was I in that jungle for so long? Let me stop. Let me leave it alone because my friends are still there, and I got family members in that direction too. So let's move on with this next question. So I guess to respond to that, as Ms. Cross said, counting to 10 could certainly help. What do you do about it when they get on your nerves? And I'm also thinking, with me, I am being a little bit more intentional, and thank you for introducing that, Ms. Cross, because I find myself, someone mentioned to me, well, Dr. Walker, if you took your own advice, and it's like, you know what, people are paying me to do this here, but I said, you know what, you're right, and the fact of the matter is, now, Ms. Cross, I start to count backwards from 100, and that makes you become really intentional because now you got to start thinking. And if you're out there driving 199, 98, 97, we're coming up to 97, 90, 96. So you got to be intentional. It's easier to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, but to count backwards or say the alphabet backwards. Lady C, let me bring you in. And just for the next 10 seconds, say the alphabet backwards as quick as you can. Come on, Lady C.
That would be impossible.
She's trying to write it down. Come on,
Lady
C.
My brain does not work like that. My brain does not work like that. Okay? Like, seriously, it does not work like that at all. So, I'm going to try to. Okay? And I'm going to cheat. I'm going to be real.
Don't write them down,
Lady
C. Come on, Lady C.
You said don't write them down?
Don't write them down. Say it backwards without writing it down.
Okay, so okay, ZYXWVVU. Yeah, see, that's impossible. I might say ST already. So TSRZ.
See, that's my point, Ms. Cross, as you said. When you want to be, if you do this, it's called distractors. If you do this, and I need to incorporate this into my own personality because then it's like it requires you to be intentional. Ms. Cross, I want you to speak to that quickly, real, and let me move on to the next comment. Ms. Cross.
I'm so sorry. I had you on mute. I was saying, yes, it's true. It definitely does distract your mind and calm your body down. Like it's physiologically it actually does calm your body down. So I think that whole counting from 100, I thought that that's amazing, because by the time you get to 50, the situation is already over.
Actually, by the time you get to 80, it's already done, because it requires you, within those distractors, you're trying to concentrate intentionally, as you mentioned. And then, especially if you incorporate that alphabet thing backwards, and it's like, if you know somebody that has anger management stuff, give them that. You know, this is free. Normally that would cost you all a lot of money, but that one's free. And because when they start that alphabet, just like Lady C, it's like, she said R Z. I mean, come on, Lady C. I'm sure you're an adult not knowing the alphabet. Lady C, talk to me.
Now, I know my alphabet. You told me to say I'm backwards. That's the same backwards when we're trained to say I'm forward. You know? So that's hard, because, you know, your mind is trained to think a certain way. And when someone tells you to do the opposite, it's like, oh, wait, that's not in me. That wasn't instilled in me. Now I really got to think.
Lady C, to your credit, you did much better than I would have done. To your credit, you did it much better. I get to Z, Y, Z, Y, Z, Z. Okay, see, there it is. There it is. And that's frustrating. That's frustrating. So here we go. Let's take the next comment. Ms. Monica, we're going to give you the next comment, followed by Ms. Audrey. We're going to give you that one as well. So number two, this female writes in. Ms. Monica, you can take us on mute early. She says, I thought that being a Christian would be all I needed to keep the right spirit all the time. What I realize is that we get so caught up into the daily hustles of life and bills, which makes us more susceptible to having or keeping a happy spirit. Ms. Monica, let me bring you in. I mean, what is she saying? Does bills cause you to, like, become alarmed? You can't keep it because you got bills, the same. And what I can't get over is the same bills keep coming every 30 days. What's up with that, Ms. Monica?
Well, if you create the bill, you have to plan to take care of the bill. But we have to learn to prioritize. Like for me, I have been working on it, and it's just getting better as I get older. And every day, I try to go to bed at a certain time so I can wake up to spend that time with God. Because how can I be not only a Christian but a good Christian if I don't time with Christ? It is impossible, and especially in these last days. Only the word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, can help us to cope. And I can just testify and praise tonight that it's been working out, because I am finding out more every day that God is a promise keeper. And he said, if you trust in him with all your heart and lean up to your own understanding, and in all of thy ways acknowledge him, he will direct your path. Man, I'm telling you, never in my life I've seen people running me down to give me a credit card. I'm like, hallelujah, this is a blessing. This is something to be thankful and to praise God for. Just put God first, like the scripture said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He will help you to prioritize that you can spend time with him, that you can cope with everything else.
All right, awesome. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Then we're going to bring, after this caller, we're going to bring Ms. Audrey in. Let's go to Tallahassee, 850-212. Thank you for joining us. Your name?
Tonya Willett.
Tonya Willett, thank you for joining us this evening. Let me ask you all, how is it possible, in your opinion, to keep the spirit of Christmas all year long? And maybe I can learn something, because I'm learning something tonight. Because when people get on my nerves, and, you know, we had Audrey say, what would Jesus do? I need to be thinking about what would Jesus do before I say the wrong thing to people. But that's usually after the fact. I'd be thinking after I've said the wrong thing. Then I think about, wow, what would Jesus have done? but it's too late. So, Tony and Willette, what can you tell me?
So what are you defining as the spirit of Christmas? That would be the first thing.
Well, I mean,
what
whatever you said,
is,
how do you define it? What would you say the spirit of Christmas? I mean, they've said on the air tonight, love, you know, caring, giving, and just kind of like that peaceful spirit. How would you define it, either of you or both of you?
Well, it's definitely all of that. And so I think the way to carry it out all year is to have the mind of Christ. So if you have a Christ-like mindset, then your actions will usually follow in that manner. So I think it's just important to keep what Christ's characteristics are as your mindset. So to me, it's your mindset that will dictate your actions.
But what can we do? What can we do to trigger that mindset when somebody gets on your nerves? And I'm going to bring that question also. I'll come back in a moment and take that question to Lady C because, I mean, for her not to get upset over her, someone came on her job to deliberately and intentionally upset her. And I'm just trying to figure out how does she maintain her calm. But first, Willette, let me ask you, how would you maintain that mindset that you're talking about?
Well, a mindset is not something you pick up and you put down. It's like your Christianity. It's not something you pick up and you put down. It's what you are. It's what you have consciously developed. So even if someone is deliberately pushing your buttons, if your mindset is a mindset of peace, of love, of joy, of caring, then your reactions and your responses are going to always fall in line with that. Even if that means being in silence, because sometimes if you don't know what to say and how to say it in love, then the correct response is no response.
Wow, wow. You know, that is brilliant. And that's everything that you just said. You know what? I could have, if I had you probably as my teacher, I would have had my doctorate a long time ago, and it wouldn't have cost me as much money because it took me several years to get this doctorate. And you put it all in a nutshell. And see, that's what frustrates me because I spent so much money to get it. And you just put it in. Help me again, Holy Ghost. Let me tell you. I mean, that was in a nutshell. That should all, and it still isn't working for
just,
me. So.
It's just true. I'm thinking if you're going to have Christ-like ways all year, is really adopting the mindset of Christ. And when you have the mindset of anything, it's not something you temporarily pick up and temporarily put down. You pick it up, put it down. It's what you are always becoming and what you're always exhibiting. It's your mindset. It's set means your mind is set on it. So you are always reacting in that way.
Right. Okay, so let me ask you this. Now that it's cost me close to $200,000 for my education, and now you come
you
with
that
in less than 5 minutes to put in a nutshell, and it's still not working because, you know, we had to go from theory to practice, and now I'm even more frustrated because now I'm saying all that money I spent, and this young lady here is giving me this information in 5 minutes. So now how do I develop this mindset? I think the answer is coming to me to be, as Monica would say, to be more into the word. Would you say that, Willette?
Absolutely. If you study the characteristics of Christ and you adopt his ways, you will then have his mindset. And so it won't be anything you have to figure out how to pull up at a time that you need it. It will be what you are and how you react to all situations. And so,
all right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to 786-319-786. That was some very valuable information, and I'm writing that stuff down. Let's go to 786-319. Welcome to the Dr. Just Walk Show. You're live. Who do we have with us?
Hello, Dr. Walker. Hello, Ms. Cross, and to all the callers on the line. This is Sister Marjorie. How are you all doing today?
Sister Marjorie, thank you for joining us. We're doing just great.
You're welcome.
Sister Marjorie, let me just ask you a quick question in a nutshell, and that is, are you able to maintain the spirit of Christmas, however you identify that as being? Are you able to do that all year long, keeping the mind of Christ all year long?
Yes, I think I am, because, you know, as you said, you know, I always believe in giving a lot of love, and I do that every day, and cheering with people and caring. That's a part of what I do every day. So I can maintain it during the year. I can.
That is, well, at least this is letting me know we're down to 14 minutes before we close tonight's show. It goes so fast. Let me go in, David Diva, let me bring you back in here. I mean, a lot has been said, and I'm thinking, how do they do it? And now it's coming to me, maybe if I get more into the word, and I thought I did, but you know what, you can always have improvement. David Diva, what advice would you give our listeners out here tonight who may be struggling like I am?
Okay, well, as quickly as I can, as the Data Diva, I would like to leave the listeners with some reference, you know, that they can go to and look at. And
okay.
I was reading on a website called positivelypresent.com, and the title of the piece is actually How to Keep the Spirit of Christmas All Year Long. And what she gives the writer name is Brittany. So Brittany says there are some things you can do. And one of them, the first one she says is focus on what you have. She says through the year, whenever you find yourself thinking, I wish I had, replace that thought with, I'm so thankful I have. Another one is know what really matters. And she says during the rest of the year, it can be hard to keep your priorities straight with all of the, you know, with life going on as it does. But when you bring yourself back to what matters most, you can make the most of every day. And she says treat strangers with kindness. She says when someone bothers you, imagine how you would treat him or her if it were Christmas Day. And finally, my favorite, look for the good. So she says, sometimes it's hard to keep the spirit of Christmas alive at Christmas, let alone all year long. But when you find yourself in an unpleasant situation or dealing with a difficult person, she has found that it really does help to think to yourself, how would I react if today were Christmas? It sounds almost like what would Jesus do, which is something one of the other chairs tonight said. So I think that sums it up pretty good for myself, and hopefully that's helpful to our listeners. Again, that's positivelypresent.com, how to keep the spirit of Christmas on.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's see here, positivelypresent.com. Okay, thank you. That was even, we appreciate that. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in and ask a question. Let's take another comment here. And if there's noise on your phone, you all may be on a mute it because we're picking up every sound in the background. Okay, let me take another one of our comments. And Ms. Cross, this one here, the lady says that, this writer, she says, I think keeping a loving spirit all year round will require an individual to make a conscious decision to choose happiness every day of the year, no matter what comes along. So that means waking up in the morning and saying, okay, this morning, robotically, I've got to be happy. Ms. Cross, is that how you interpret that, or how would you interpret that?
I actually do interpret it that way. Because the thing is, we know that happiness is definitely a choice. And
right.
It is something that you would have to kind of be intentional and say, you know what, I'm choosing to be happy. Because we can't control what we go through, but we can control how we handle it. Right?
Right.
So I know that Ms. Monica was talking about kind of finding and having peace, you know, with her walk and you know, being a Christian and with her walk. You know, becoming a Christian doesn't mean that the walk becomes easier. It just means that you handle things differently and you have a different understanding as to why you're going through the things that you're going through. It just becomes a lot more purpose-driven. So that's the reason why, you know, you'll see people that go through so many trials and tribulations and they still have some joy and some peace. because of how they're handling it. So, and it's definitely something to where you wake up, you see something that makes no sense, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to be happy. You can do a little self-talk. I'm going to smile. I'm not going to talk. I'm going to
All right, excellent, excellent. We're going to ask you all to stand by, Ms. Cross. We appreciate that. That is even, let me bring you in a second before we go to some of our other callers. Let's bring that, I think it's Lady C. We're going to bring in Lady C. Lady C, I mean, I got to find out. Okay, come on. Were you always like this, Lady C? If somebody riled you up, that you just kind of like, what would Jesus do? I mean, it sounds like that's what your mindset is that we talked about earlier. How did you get to this point? For our listeners, I want to know that, and our listeners want to know that.
I'm going to say I agree with Willette. It's the mindset. It's who I am personally inside. You know, the way I would react to things, some people won't react to it, you know? So I'm like, Willette, it's your mindset. It's who you are. I'm a happy, careful spirit. Anyway, throughout the day, you know, I've always been since I was a little girl. If somebody comes to me and they're yelling at me, you know, I could easily walk away, you know, and not react. And perhaps in the organization I work for, I have no choice but to, you know, keep a calm mind because, for one, I can end up on Google real quick or on the news because why? in reference to the person I work for. So
right.
I have to remain calm, and it's who I am anyway.
Okay. That is so awesome. I mean, that is really awesome. Let's bring Willette and Tony back in. Willette and Tony, I mean, obviously this is a couple. So Willette and Tony, just let me ask you all, let's say how long have you all been married, and how do you keep that spirit even in your marriage? I listen to audience, you can certainly bless some people out here tonight by answering that question. How long have you been married, and how do you keep that spirit in your marriage?
I'm going to let Mr. Wilkerson answer how long we've been married. We better get it right, or it's not going to be so much peace on the land. No,
okay.
I'm going to keep my man to the place, whether he's right or wrong. Just tell how long we've been married.
First of all,
okay.
How long
we've
been married?
First of all, we've been married 33 years. Second of all, with prayer, has made it wonderful for us to have gone to go so far, and on top of that, we're best friends.
Oh, right. That is so awesome. Willette, did he get it right? 33 years.
He got it right. He got it right. So
you know, I'm wondering if you asked him because you didn't remember. Is that what it was, Willette? Did you ask him because maybe you didn't remember?
I always know how long I've been with this man.
Okay, we're going to ask you all to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walk Show, 347-857-1769. They had to put it before the screen to remind me of the numbers. All right, tonight's topic is, how do you keep the spirit of Christmas throughout the year? Let's go to the phone lines once again, and let's bring in Audrey. Audrey, I mean, you have shared some very important stuff with us tonight, just as Willette has said. And I love what Tony was saying also, that they have, you know, that the spirit of Christmas for them, even in their marriage of 33 years, is prayer. And so, Audrey, in your opinion, how important is prayer to keep the spirit of Christmas?
A prayer is very important. As you know, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And in regards to Christians, I came up the hard way, up the rough side of the mountain, so to speak. And one thing I had to learn is that Satan is down here on earth trying to seek everyone he can and pull us away from Christ. That's why we face these many obstacles in our life. And we have to be able to rebuke him, or as the one lady said, you know, just keep calm, because he's trying to rile you. And we have to be aware of, you know, his presence, because he's always going to be here. And secondly, in regards to what the lady said about the bills and so forth, what I have done was generated a budget page.
Okay.
And each month I go by that budget. And as she was saying, you have to be, you have to kind of control your spending. You just can't go out there with a card and buy everything you want. You have to sit down and say, well, I owe $1,000 here. I don't want to take that any higher. And just pay your bills regularly, but try to control them. And that'll better help you with your bills.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate that. Try to control them and set a budget. That's a very important thing, and thank you for sharing that. Sister Marjorie, let me bring you back in, and we're going to ask this question to you. Sister Marjorie, I mean, I'm hearing a lot tonight. I mean, a lot. This is a lot to take in that could have saved me a lot of money from the past. I mean, going forward from here, give me one of your strategies other than, I know, reading the Word of God, prayer. What else could there be incorporated for my listening audience tonight that would help us keep the spirit of Christmas, in your opinion?
I think one of the things is being positive every day. Because every day when I get up, I always say, my mom usually say it, and I say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I said, and I add to it, and nothing or nobody is going to spoil my day today. And also another affirmation, you say, today is the first day in the rest of our lives. And I always thank God for waking me up, and I always say my prayer. So those things keep me, those positive affirmations keep me going every day and through the year. Just stay positive and avoid negativity.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Ms. Cross, let me bring you back in. We're almost out of time. We have about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Let's take a couple more of these comments. Ms. Cross, just before you do, let me go to Lady C, and we're going to give you the last word shortly. Lady C, this writer writes in. He says, I am so glad you're doing this topic because I have been seeking ways to improve my thinking and attitude about life. I want to have a happy spirit all year long. So what advice would you give me different from what you all have said tonight? Anything different, Lady C, that he can take with him?
To me, I would say look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and talk to yourself. Tell yourself what you really want, what you want. So if you want to have a happy spirit, tell that mirror, hey, you know, tomorrow is a new day. I may have failed today. Tomorrow is a new day. I am going to think positive, and I am going to impart into someone's life. If you can impart into someone's life, that's change within yourself too. But it's important to look in the mirror and look at yourself and tell yourself these things, because when you're speaking it to yourself, you're speaking it into existence. So that's what I say. Look in the mirror, talk to yourself, and remind yourself every day on what you want to change, and believe it.
That is awesome, and believe it. I think that becomes the key. Ms. Cross, we're certainly out of time, but we want to give you the final word. I want you to take this comment as well. I want you to be able to take this comment just before we go to you. Just before we go to you, I want to let you all know tomorrow night we'll be back on here with a part two of this, which is actually maintaining your spirit of love after Christmas, maintaining that spirit of love after Christmas. And we've got some strategies for you all that you don't want to miss tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You will definitely want to tune in to tomorrow night's program. We're going to give Ms. Cross this last one. This comment is the only one we'll be able to take from here. This female writes in, she says, I tried this approach a few years ago and got sidetracked after my boyfriend of 3 years dumped me for my best friend. I have not been able to recover from that, and it's been 2 years now. It happened around the Christmas season. Oh, wow. That's why it's so hard for me. I was really in love with him and still in love with him. How do you overcome that? Ms. Cross, that's a deep one right there, because she tried having a happy spirit all year long until her boyfriend dumped her right around Christmas time. Help us. Ms. Cross, what are your thoughts on this as she closes out?
Yeah, that's a very hard one. She's actually going through grief, right? She's going through a loss of her. She's going through a loss of her best friend. She's going through betrayal, anger, all these emotions. But I think what happens sometimes is people don't realize they need to feel these emotions. it's okay to feel these emotions, right? But it's not okay stay and settle in the situation. So what may have been happening in her case is she may not have been letting herself feel. You got to feel, you got to get through it, you got to get through the grieving process, and then you have to realize that she actually benefited from those losses. Who wants a friend that's going to betray her? Who wants a man that's going to betray her? So she needs to look at it that God actually saved her from something that would have been
ridiculous.
I was saying that God saved her from something that she could not have foreseen, right? So she needs losing her life. So it's time for her to get up, look in the mirror, right? We were talking about self-talk. Give yourself the self-talk that God made you amazing and he made you perfectly who you are. And it's their loss, not yours.
Amen. I really appreciate that. Listen, we're completely out of time. You all, please join us back here tomorrow night when the topic will be part two of this here, maintaining your spirit of love after Christmas. We've got some strategies for you. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live for the Dr. Next, for the next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Work Show. So I want to say to my listening audience, once again, around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Merry Christmas, everybody. Good night. Have a wonderful holiday.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Good night, everyone. Great show, y'all. God bless you all.